Hanan Pasternak is a worried man. He coordinates marketing for some 60 families who farm plots of about 8 hectares each on this Jewish settlement in the Jordan River Valley. Pasternak says Netiv HaGedud was founded 40 years ago on then desert land loaned by the State of Israel. The settlers grow peppers, dates, eggplants, and grapes. Many were exported to the European Union until recently.
We are losing money, and we are afraid for our future.
The settlement lies in the West Bank, which the European Union views as Palestinian territory. As a result, the EU will not issue the documents needed to sell this produce in its 28 member states. More than 24 Jewish settlements farm in the Jordan Valley, home to more than 8,000 settlers. Local authorities say their export revenues declined last year by 15%, or $30 million. The settlement now sells its peppers in Russia, but its new clients demand prices as much as 50% lower, which is below the cost of production. Israel's Manufacturing Association says exports from the Palestinian territories total less than 1% of all its EU trade. But its president, Zvi Oren, says the boycott is a bad idea.
I think that if somebody wants sweet peace between us and the neighbors, they should economy in order to promote good relations. They should encourage projects. They should give incentives to projects between Israelis and Palestinians.
6,000 Palestinians also work on Israeli settlements in the valley, despite the boycott. The pay is higher. In the nearby Palestinian town Al-Uja, Jumaa Atiyat's crop is failing. He says he supports the boycott, but sympathizes with Palestinians working in the settlements.
There is no alternative. We are forced to work in the settlements. When you have a family of five, how can you stay home and sleep?
Pasternak says Israelis and Palestinians are in the same pot.
If we collapse, so will they. The decision is up to the politicians. If there is any agreement, real peace, we will not oppose it.
Boycott supporters say some Palestinians will have to suffer now in order to bring justice in the future. But for farmers without livelihoods, this is a bitter pill. Scott Bob, VOA News, Netiv HaGedud, West Bank.